How's your audio?
Good. How's yours?
Mine sounds pretty good. I guess we're going to get this thing started.
Let the beat drop.
Blow veins like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
And this is podcast number 4.
Wow. Moving right along, man.
It could have been, well, never mind.
Podcast number 4.
Yep, number 4. So, how you been, bud?
Good, man.
I'm trying
to recover from a long weekend.
I haven't seen you all weekend because I left town on Friday. And
yeah, you was hanging out in the Florida sunshine.
Oh, it was sun hot. it was hot.
Was you in your shorts and on the beach?
No beach. I was standing in the middle of an archery field watching people sling arrows at 109 degrees.
That's hot.
How was it about setting up the range? Y'all did that.
It wasn't too bad. We set the range here at Ace Friday afternoon, and I don't know, it's probably low 90s. It wasn't bad, and it's in the shade in there, so it's not too bad. It's not like standing in the middle of a football field or an archery field down in Gainesville at 109. It's not 109 hot, that's for sure.
It was hot, and they do have some covered shelters and some tents up and all that, but it was just hot. I mean,
at 109, man, I don't think you can do anything other than jump in an ice-filled pool to cool off. At 109, I don't know what you do.
It was hot. I can just tell you that. But it was good. I had a good trip down. The little man with the big hat and the blue light didn't like.
Not too good.
Not too good. So I'll have to go down and visit Ashburn here in a couple of weeks for court.
Not too good,
but that's okay. It's part of that's how we started the weekend, and it went better from there. So,
well, tell me about it.
Tell you about Georgia Archery. Well, let's see. We had a whole bunch of Georgia archers go down to the Gator Cup this weekend. Man, it was a crowd, and I'm not going to know everybody and name everybody because there was a whole lot of them down there, so it was a good thing. We did practice on Friday where the boys' compound recurve girls practiced in the morning, and then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the compound girls and the boys' recurve, they switched, practiced in the afternoon when it was hot.
Yeah, well, the Friday morning practice would have been my time.
Yeah, and we had some folks go down there for the first time. Then we come up there on Saturday morning did our qualifications. The one shot in the morning, the other one shot in the afternoon, and got it done. So in the morning, I was on the recurve field as the boys was doing their compound on the compound side. I was watching Claire shoot one of my team members shoot a recurve. She shot her personal best weekend, and she was also her 19th birthday, so that's pretty cool.
Wow. Birthday party in Gainesville.
Oh yeah,
shooting airs.
That's right.
It don't get any better than that.
Oh yeah. And then Curtis Broadnax, he qualified 8th in the senior, the men's open.
Way to go, compound. Curtis. Yeah, we was following back home and could tell he was having a pretty good day.
Yep. And Blake Reagan decided he wanted to play with the big boys again.
Dude, he threw down.
He did good. I was proud of him. He qualified 13th. And then Chris Nix decided he wanted to show Rio Wild who he was. So he said the only way he's going to do that is sign up so he can stand beside him and shoot. So he shot in the men's division too.
Chris shot real well.
He did. He shot real well.
Chris is not a guy that you see at every competition, or
no.
You don't hear about him putting in the work like some of the others, but to go down in Gainesville and qualify and make it to the elimination rounds, I mean, way to go, Chris. Good shooting, man.
That's right. And, you know, he went because Austin and Blake went, and, he decided he'd go down. But
well, Austin shot pretty well, too.
Yeah, in the cadet male division. we had Matthew Russell, right?
Dude is on fire. He is
killing it.
Fire. You know, like when you send a text and you can hit that little emoji, the fire. Yep. Every time I see it, I think of Matthew Russell.
Yeah, Matthew's on fire. There's no doubt about it. He is picking up, putting him down. But I tell you what, Cole Fedrick, with his first time down there, he wasn't doing too shabby.
He's another one that's on fire, man. He goes to an ASA and wins it.
Yep.
And then moves up a class and still gets a fairly good check.
Yep.
Goes to Gator Cup and
qualifies second.
Yep. I don't know what that boy's got on that PSC, but whatever it is, it's the right combination.
Yep. And then Austin Nix, was my Chris's son. He qualified seventh
with a brand new bow.
Brand new bow. And I'm telling you, it's funny because that is cadet class is the cutthroat class. I don't care. It is cutthroat. Them boys are bad. We also had his little brother, Caden. He shot in there, and then Chase Butler and Robert Guyton and Jordan Statham, they were all shooting in that division. So, congratulations. Georgia was showing, a big number in that cadet male division.
Well, Georgia's got a very talented pool when it comes to that division. I mean, we got some folks that can flat lay it down with some of the best.
That's right. Well, on the other side, the cadet female division, we have Casey Tieran, Madison Davis, Emily Wilson. They're all Georgia shooters, and Casey qualified eighth. Madison was 11th, and Emily was 12th. So them cadets, I mean, I'm telling y'all, I'd rather play in the senior with the pros than have to play with those cadets.
I agree.
They're all just
same target, same distance.
Yep.
And they're just flat laying down scores that in just a few short years you'll be seeing their names on the pro leaderboards.
That's right. Well, in the female junior division in the compound side, Anna Scarborough, everybody knows who that is. She picked it up and put it down, qualified first in the junior division compound female. Lexi Martin.
Lexi!
Qualified sixth. And then Savannah Butler was right in their mix, too. So there's three more that are in that side on the compound side. I apologize for the recurve side because I don't have all the names. I apologize. I saw several guys that were there. They're the normals. And I know I just didn't get all everybody's name. I just had been on the compound side for so long.
Well, that's about 16 names right there that you just called out or that we just talked about.
And I know six or seven recurvers.
So you're talking 20 plus from Georgia.
Oh, easy. They went down to Florida.
And showed out.
Yep. And did well. So that was first day, which is Saturday, either morning and afternoon, depending. The girls were shooting. I guess it was the girls were shooting. Of course, Florida, what happens in the afternoon?
It gets hot. And then it rains.
It rains.
And then it gets hotter.
Yes. So it rained. We had a 30-minute delay. Actually, the boys were shooting, and they got done in their practice, and then the girls got started, and then the rain.
Wow.
And then, so we had a little bit of rain, 30-minute delay, no big deal, back out, kept going.
Sauna at that point, right?
Oh, yeah. It was nice and toasty. Luckily, for a while, the sun was behind the clouds. So it was 10 degrees cooler.
All right, I got a question.
Uh-huh.
All right, so when you come back out, do you get any warm-up rounds?
At 30 minutes, no.
Okay. All right, so the sun is now behind the clouds where before the rain it was
beaming.
What does that do to the sight? I mean, you're having to make adjustments, right? So I bet that was interesting to come back out and find out. I mean, you're under some shade and now all of a sudden you're hitting 4 inches to the right or 3 inches to the right or whatever.
Well, the best part about it is everybody was doing the same thing.
Right.
So at least you're competing with the same guys. But yes, there were some sight changes. I mean, temperature of your bow cool off, your whole body has cooled off. I mean, 30 minutes of sitting down, most people went into the building where the air conditioner's running, and oh my goodness, you go back out and you're going like, oh, now you're in the sauna, and you got to get acclimated to the heat again. But the worst one was the next day. In the OR rounds.
What was that one?
it was about an hour.
Rain delay?
Rain delay. And I'll tell you what, the wind blew like all get out. It was ridiculous. When we was trying to get into the, I mean, the flags were flipping over and all kinds of, and tents was, you know, Tent City was trying, everybody's trying to break down and go. It blew over hard and fast. It was big.
Almost like being in the middle of a hurricane.
Yeah,
On a
small degree. It was quick and simple. It was gone, but the lightning was still there. So we had to, it was about an hour. I'm pretty sure it was an hour that we had to sit. So they did get one round of practice.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess I don't know who sets that. I don't know the exact rule, but they did give them one round of practice when they come back out on the field.
All right. Cool.
And that was in OR rounds. And in OR rounds, I mean, they were picking them up and putting them down. Several people moved through pretty good.
I know we were shooting 3D on Sunday during OR. You're doing our S3DA practice and just shooting and hanging out, picking up targets. And we was following it as good as we could. And it looked like some of the Georgia archers were – they went up – I know Blake Reagan, dude. He was standing next to Braden. I mean, and yep. I saw a picture later from that shoot-off. And to see Blake standing next to Braden, I mean, that's got to be an accomplishment in itself just to know that you're going up against probably one of the best of all time
and was
outdoor
tied,
shooters.
And was tied for the first three rounds.
I bet Braden was sitting there thinking, dude, who the heck is this guy?
That's exactly,
where did he come from?
That's exactly what Blake looked at me and goes, I wouldn't, he probably goes, who the heck is this boy? You know, good Lord. But, and he only lost by two. I mean, and you know,
He shot well. He shot really good. And that Chris went up against Rio.
Yep.
I mean, how do you feel standing next to Rio Wild?
Yep.
Knowing that you're in an elimination round with him?
He actually shot against Tate.
Oh, I thought he went against Rio. So it was Tate.
It was Tate.
Well, that ain't any better.
He stood against Rio in practice.
Oh, okay.
He was beside him in the qualification rounds.
I got you. Okay.
And so he got to stand between amongst some of the best, you know. And he said, I beat him one round. I was like, you go.
Highlight of the weekend. We're going to dinner. I'm buying steaks, fellas. Yep. I beat him one round.
We shot 12 and I beat him one of them. So, I mean, I thought that's good. You know, at least you got something, you know, I got him once. But he had to go against Tate and we wouldn't tell him on his first round. He's like, y'all, you know, everybody knew who had a bye and who they were going against next. And he goes, y'all know who y'all going against? He goes, yeah. He goes, who am I going against? We said, nobody. You'll see. Just because he'd start getting nervous, but he went against Tate Morgan and you know, what, within four, they were, you know, which was nothing bad. I mean, you know, I was proud of him. It's not easy to stand against the best. You've watched the best shoot.
No,
you stand beside him and shoot your arrow.
You've got, you know, media outlets like Bow Junkie Media and, you know, Competition Archery Media, Cam. And, you know, you get to see these guys, like the Lancaster shoot-offs and the ASA shoot-downs. I mean, you see these guys, you know their names, and next thing you know, you're standing next to them. I'd have had to pack a second set of drawers.
Well,
because I'd have needed them.
Blake said, I can't understand why you can't hear my knees shaking. It was funny. But yeah, they did good. And then Anna Scarborough was picking them up, putting them down over there. And Lexi, in her round, she had to face the number two, Hannah Moose. And they were tied, one arrow shoot off.
And it was close, I heard.
Yes. There was. Both shot 10s. Hannah Moose shot an X. So it was, you know, that much difference between a 10 and the X ring. That was about it.
Wow, well, good shooting, Lexi.
So, you know, she did well. And Anna kept going. And then on the cadet side, Matthew was on one end. Cole Frederick was on the other end. And they were picking them up and putting them down to move their way together. And, you know, how they do that is they bracket. So they push the number one's on the far side, then the number two's on the other end, and everybody moves toward the middle. Well, all they did was move toward the middle. They moved all the way down to the gold medal match.
Wow, two guys from Georgia
finished qualified first and second, and they shot against each other in the gold medal match. Matthew did prevail. I 2 points, I think, was the difference, maybe. And they did real well. Cole's first time he's ever done this event.
Was he shooting his 3D airs, or did he have some skinnies?
No, he had some skinnies. He's got some new victory airs that were skinny. So, and he did very well.
Well, to know how well Matthew is shooting, unfortunately, this past year, you know, he was on the Walton County 4-H team. Mm-hmm. And being able to know the Russell family for several years, been able to keep up with Matthew. And he's really, like I said, been on fire here of late. And for Cole to stand toe-to-toe with him and get to, what, you know, a 2-point difference, I mean, that says a lot about Cole, because, you know, Matthew can flat lay it down, but apparently so can Cole.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, that whole Frederick family is a great group of
– Yes, I mean, sir.
From the youngest to the oldest, I mean, they're a great – Scott Wright has been sort of working with that group of family, and you know, he's a wonderful gentleman himself, and that, you know, so I just think that's a good pair, and they're, you know, having fun. His dad's a great, you know, the dad is just a, you know, mom, and all of them are great people. So,
well, they've come up and shot some indoor with us here at Ace, and
yes, they
have. You know, they're just as good as you can get, and apparently they can put the scores up with the best of them.
That's right. Well, that was...
Cole, you got some money I can borrow, bro?
Let me hold some nickels.
Dude need a dollar?
he's been putting them in his pocket. But, you know, out of that whole... You know, everybody else was picking them up, putting them down, shooting good. And then the cadet female, Casey, Madison, Emily.
Dude, I was nervous watching, mm-hmm. I guess... You know, trying to keep up with scores from between ends. I mean, Madison and Casey, they're not my kids, but I think the world of both of them. And it was nerve-wracking to sit back and try to follow along the elimination rounds watching them two, because two of the sweetest girls you'll ever meet, two of the most passionate archers you'll ever see. And just to watch that elimination round kind of go through, it was like being on pins and needles, almost if it were my child, like when Nate, you know, finished third last year at the Classic at the ASA. I mean, I was on pins and needles. It just kind of brought back some of those memories.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you, Emily's a sweet girl, too. I mean,
I don't know her.
Yeah, she told us we were Yankees, because she said anything above Macon, Georgia is Northern.
Dude, I can't lie. I was born and raised in South Georgia, and I always said that I'd never move above the Macon-Dixon line. Anything above Macon, you were Yankees.
That's what she told me. She said,
now here I am above the Macon-Dixon line. The only, or I ain't gonna say only, but one of the best benefits, we've got no gnats. Every time I go home, it's, if we're eating outside or something, I'm eating gnats and I'm not used to it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Protein level goes way up.
Yeah. But yeah, that, tell you what, is top eight, and those three girls were still there.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, well, Georgia has a pretty good chance here to make, because the top four go to a medal match one way or the other.
Right.
And it was close. Oh, man, it was close.
Yeah. I can't imagine being Mr. Bob or Miss Michelle or Josh.
The Davises. Yep.
Yeah. Dude.
And then Thadrick is Emily's coach, and he was standing there, and it was like, hey, you know, we got a pretty good chance of somebody, you know, making a way, and we was watching it, and well, Casey did hers. She won her match. Emily won her match. Madison was real close. It was
just a few points, wasn't it?
And it was close. And so now here we go. You made the semifinals, final four. Two of them are in Georgia. You know, it's like, wow, that's cool.
Again, it just goes to show the pool of talent that's here in Georgia. In the archery world, it's
so
thick.
Yep. So now on the cadet side, we got two, and on the female and the male, we got two that are in the medal matches. So then they have the semifinals. They have to shoot against each other. Emily and Casey had to shoot against each other, and it was a close battle back and forth, and Emily prevailed to go to the gold medal match.
Well, congrats, Casey. Congrats, all of the Georgia shooters.
And then Casey went to the bronze medal match, and that match was a nail biter because they tied all the way down to the last end.
Yeah, Casey said today about shaking. I mean, the way she was explaining it, it was almost like she was there again.
Yep.
I mean, I can't imagine to feel that amount of pressure.
Yep.
So, well, way to go.
Because that would have been her first, it is her first national podium. So she was, you know, and I told her, I said, play it down, just shoot your bow. And Emily was the same way. I think Emily had a little, when she shot, and she said, well, I, no matter if I win or lose in the gold medal match, I come home with a medal. So the pressure was sort of off of her. She knew she was going to medal. I don't think she didn't have to work as hard, in my opinion. Not saying she didn't. Don't get me wrong. Everybody puts their time in and they work hard. But her pressure didn't look as bad as the bronze medal match. And I really, the bronze medal match is either you win it or you don't. You know,
right? There is no medal third
and fourth.
Place.
Fourth place don't get nothing. So you know, a pat on the back. I mean, don't get me wrong. That girl is you know, a heck of a shooter too. They, you know, then they're all friends. That's the cool part about it is, you know, they were all laughing and giggling together all weekend. So
that's what it's all about.
And the boys are the same way, you know, Matthew and Cole, you know, I was telling Matthew today, you know, this weekend, I was like, you know, Cole, this is his first time doing this event, you know, and he's like, yeah. He said, that's cool, ain't it? I was
can't
like, yeah.
tell.
Uh-uh. He said, that's cool. I said, yeah. So, and then, you know, Anna Scarborough just didn't quite get the first place. She shot really well, and it eased out so that she didn't quite make the first, but she did make podium, and that's a congratulations to her.
Yes, sir. Way to go, Anna.
So I did, on qualifying day, I talked to Matthew Russell, and I talked to Anna Scarborough because they both qualified first in the cutthroat cadet class.
Cutthroat.
Yep. So and I made it out, so I said, hey, what are you shooting? I get a question all the time. Robbie does too. Hey, what are these kids shooting? What kind of equipment it is? So we'll drop that in right quick, and you can hear both of their recordings.
Hey, this is Big John with Georgia Archery, georgiaarchery.com. I'm here with Matthew Russell. He just qualified first in the cadet division with a 692. He's had a really good year so far. He's done well in everything. He went to the trail shoot, won it, did good in Arizona. So he's on a pretty good roll. So we're going to ask him today, Matthew, what is your setup with your bow?
My setup with my bow, the bow itself, it's a Hoyt Prevail 37 at 29-inch draw and about 57 pounds, I'd say. And I'm shooting X10 Pro Tours with 380 spine, 120 grains in the front with AE Max Fanes with Biter Knox. And my stabilizers, I'm shooting Easton Contours 30-inch front bar, 15-inch back bar with 14 ounces in the back, 8 in the front. Release, I'm shooting a Fulcrum Flex with an Ultraview Funky Finger.
And sight?
Sight, I am running a XL Achieve with an Ultraview 2 scope.
Well, now everybody knows what you're running and what you're winning with. I guess everybody else can change their stuff to match yours. Just kidding. But how do you feel like going into the eliminations tomorrow? How do you feel you're going to be?
I feel very confident. I've been shooting really good at the house and really good at practice. So I feel very confident going in tomorrow. I can just keep my head in my game.
Well, we appreciate you, you know, giving me this little insight, because that's what we're going to call this little spot. What are you shooting? So, and you happen to be the first one we talked to. So I appreciate your time today, and thank you for, you know, sitting down with me for a few minutes.
No problem. It was okay.
Hey, it's Big John with Georgia Archer, georgiaarchery.com. I'm sitting here with Anna Scarborough, just qualified first in the female division with a 681, and we're going to ask her, because she's a Georgia archer, what is her equipment and how she shoots. So I'm going to hand her the mic and let her go to it.
Okay, well, I shoot a Hoyt Prevail 40-inch with XL sight and scope, Beestinger stabilizers, a Spot Hog rest, and I have the Easton X10 Pro Tours as arrows. And I shoot the Scott Baby Horn release. So,
And looks like she's got 7 ounces on the front and about 10 on the back maybe. And she's shooting pretty good with it. So now all you girls know what to set your bow up as, right? she's got boning X veins, the micro X veins on her arrows. So you shot very well today. I watched you, you know, in the middle 30-minute break, and then come back and do it again. What kind of strings are you shooting?
What are these? These are threads.
So she's shooting thread strings. Well, what power lens do you have?
A 4.
All right, so she's shooting a 4 power lens because she's still got those good eyes. She's not like me and can't see anything. But how do you feel for – I know you've shot well all season. I mean, you've been shooting really well. And you had your first time as a pro card, right? You shot in the pro division in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So so she shot in it. So now she's certified pro. She's going to school. So tell us, you're going to school on a scholarship?
Yes.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the University of Pikeville.
All right.
So.
On an archery scholarship?
Yes.
So she's going, she's worked her way through, and now the archery is going to pay for her college. So for all your archers out there that are hoping, and all the parents that are listening, archery can pay the scholarship money if you shoot a bow well enough. Well, I appreciate your time today. Thank you very much. Wish you best of luck tomorrow in elimination rounds. I'll be watching.
Thanks.
All right. Well, as you can see, we talked to them, and they have, you figured out where they finished at. I wish them best of luck for the next day, and both of them made the podium, so that's a great thing.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, before we get into the rest of the week, which, Gator Cup, I mean, that's 20-something kids that are adults, kids, everybody who's down there. You know, it's the closest USAT event to us. 4 or 5 hour drive, 7 hour drive if you're on the north side, mountain side, and come down. So, I mean, if you're going to try a USAT, that's the one to try. Excuse me. But I want to talk about somebody else that's from Georgia that's overseas right now with the Paralympians, George Riles. If you've seen any of his videos, everybody follows George. George is a great coach, and everybody knows him. He's been doing the Paralympic head coach for the Paralympics, and they're competing this weekend. And we do have one Georgian on that team, which is Arif Richards, and so she has been shooting.
Yeah, I saw some of the live feeds that George was posting the other day. How'd she do?
Well, she didn't finish last. That's all she wanted. She finished second out of the three girls that are there representing the United States, and so she did for her first time. I think she did very well. She just got knocked out in the, whatever they call it, the 16ths, 32s, whatever it is, the first round. She did get knocked out. But
it's an accomplishment just to make it
there. Just to be there. That's right. So, being para doesn't mean that you can't keep going, you know?
Yep. Well, I guess we'll get on into the 3D from this past weekend.
All right.
And we'll start with Satilla Archery. John and I both have looked for the last couple of hours and could not find any scores posted. So was it Cliff?
Yep.
If you guys got scores posted somewhere, if you want to send them to us or share them so we can get them shared, that'd be good. We couldn't really tell how many shooters they had or what the scores were. But what we were able to find was that Cliff Foreman and Troy Minshew, I hope I said that right, won a couple of custom knives. And if I'm right, I believe David Metters made those knives.
He did.
Dude.
They were gorgeous.
Them things are sharp.
They're gorgeous. If you want to, you can find Satilla Archery on Facebook, and you can like their page. And then you can see the pictures. So.
Yeah, dude, them knives are sharp. If I had one of those knives, I don't even know that it would leave my gun cabinet. I'd be scared to use it because that thing, both of them were sharp. Way to go, David, man. You make a beautiful, beautiful knife.
Yes, he does. Well, let's see. Solid Rock Archery, the ACL meet. They had over 44 shooters, including their fun shooters. You know, that's that youth meet, and they have a good turnout up there all the time. I thought that was a pretty cool thing.
Good deal. Well, we had the this month's ace shoot here over by the high school, and had over 30 shooters, including all the fun shooters. And I talked to Ken Wood yesterday and asked him what he thought of the range, because the range was laid out a little different than what we had been doing it. We kind of took a new layout, and Ken said that it was laid out very well, had a lot of fun, and there were some challenging targets on that range. There were some gimmies, and then there was a couple of take me's. I know when I was there Saturday morning, just kind of observing and taking some photos, I don't know which group it was, but I heard an arrow hit the fence behind the javelina.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Dude, that was a poke, too. I shot it Sunday, and it was 47 yards from the tip at the javelina. with footing that was not level or the greatest, that was a tough shot. Fortunately, I 12'd it. I don't know how. I mean, pin was sitting well. The shot broke, and it donutted the 12, and I was like, wow. Can somebody take a picture of this? Did anybody video that? Because I'm going to need proof. But, yeah, it was a good layout. We had a good turnout. Covered, shady, which was nice, so we wasn't burning up in 109-degree heat.
I hear you. Well, on after that, let's see, On Point's S3DA regional last qualifier for the 3D, right?
Last regional qualifier. Next up for S3DA is the state 3D tournament.
Yep. And that was over 50 shooters, so I guess everybody was trying to get in there where they could get in.
Yeah, they had a guest class, and it looks like they had a pretty decent turnout.
Yeah. I tell you, talk about S3DA 1 minute. I mean, good Lord. All those kids are just having a ball.
Yeah.
I mean.
I know there was a couple of them that came in the shop after the tournament, and they're all trying to get geared up and prepared for the state 3D tournament here in a couple of weeks on June 15th.
Yeah. So, that's it. I mean, once they get the state done, then they just go to nationals and have their fun, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And they're a bunch of running in the shooter of the year. And
There is some extremely close races. I know the high school open male, the high school open female, both of those classes are within less than 10 points of one another.
Oh, yeah. Three or four on some of them.
Yeah, three or four on some of them. I want to say the middle school open male class was pretty tight. I tried to look at them a little earlier. But there's a bunch of classes there that are fairly tight. So the shoot or the state tournament in a couple of weeks is going to be either extremely beneficial or maybe not so beneficial for some of these tight races. It's going to be fun. The shoot down.
Oh, yeah. They get the shoot down.
The shoot down is because those five targets, they count.
They do?
Dude, those points count for winning shooter of the year. It's going to be interesting. I hope there's some live feed going on for that one. I'll be there for that tournament.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to try to sneak on over there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we might have to do some Georgia Archery live feeds.
Georgia Archery live feeds at the state S3DA. Who wants it?
Who wants it?
Comment below.
Yep. that and, maybe some interviews while we're there.
How about that?
Some interviews. I mean, it's
y'all heard it right here. So get prepared. If we walk up to you and stick a mic in your face, it's like, all right, it's on.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, not rehearsed. It's here. It is.
Hey, tell me how your day's going. Be like Rob Coughlin at the Lancaster shoot. You're in the middle of trying to win $1 billion or whatever. what kind of equipment are you shooting?
Just a lot of pressure here on this stage.
Just leave me alone. I'm trying to shoot my bow. Let's see.
Sambos.
Yeah, well, we had Bullseye, but I could that was
couldn't find anything.
Couldn't find nothing on that. I found their webpage, and looks like they had a shoot, but I did not see any score. So, if you go like their page, if you were there, maybe they'll post scores later, and then
Tag us in it.
Yeah,
Tag
Georgia, tag Georgia Archery. We'll see it.
Hey, yeah, that's a good idea. Tag Georgia Archery in it.
If you're, how about this? if you're posting scores, tag Georgia Archery in it, and we'll see it and talk about it.
How about that?
Everybody. That has nothing to do with who. It don't matter where you shoot at in the state of Georgia. If you are put on a shoot and you post the scores, tag us in it. If you post the scores and, you know, Facebook, let us know, and then that way we can find them.
How clever.
Yep, sounds good to me. Well, old Sambo had his 3D shoot this weekend, and he had about 40 shooters with fun shooters.
Way to go, Sambo.
And, you know, they had a pretty good turnout from what I see.
Yeah, some pretty decent scores posted
yep,
as well.
Yep, scores were posted. It looked pretty good.
Did Sambo post those on his Facebook page, or are they only on GON?
I think they were GON.
Yeah, if you post scores on Facebook, like John said, if you'll tag Georgia Archery, it'll help us trying to go and find all the scores and all the data instead of having to navigate 15 different.
You should have seen us. It's research and development here. We're trying to develop the right way to research.
We're still working on it. I'm still using a mic stand that looks like something we bought at a garage sale.
So, just because
John's taking a picture right now,
just because he said
and
that,
I'm assuming on the Georgia Archery.
If you want to see this picture, go to Instagram, find Georgia Archery on Instagram, and you can see this picture of Robbie
with my
right
homemade,
now.
John's creation
best
mic stand.
I'm doing it right now,
dude. We might need to do a giveaway, best caption. Wins an item. How about that? Best caption wins. How about a True Glow drop away air rest? A right handed True Glow drop away air rest.
So essentially, it's not going on Facebook. It's going Instagram only.
Instagram only.
So find us on Instagram, like us on Instagram, and you can see this picture. And hold on, finishing up. Best stand ever. There it is.
How about that?
Instagram.
Look at that.
Instant.
And whoever has the best caption, I don't know, we'll have to figure out somebody to choose it so it's not us.
Or we can do a randomizer.
Or a randomizer.
Yep.
No, dude, it's got to be the best one, the funniest.
The funniest.
The funniest caption.
All right.
Will win a True Glow right-handed drop-away air rest from yours truly right here at Georgia Archery.
All right.
How about that?
Sounds like a contest right there.
A contest. Y'all right. Heard it right here. Podcast number 4. First giveaway, a True Glow right-handed air rest.
We need some comments on the Instagram. So we're trying to get our Instagram followers up. So the best way to do it is to find us on Instagram, follow it, and then look. I did not post that on Facebook. It's on Instagram only.
Instagram only. All right, on down to Po' Boys down in Wrightsville. Had over 34 shooters. And I talked to Gretchen yesterday, old grandma, team grandma. And she said that she felt like that was a short course for the most part, but it was extremely tricky because of the shadows on certain targets. And then some of the targets were in direct sunlight. So even though it was relatively short, you know, she said mid-30s for her, mid to high 30s. She said even though that she felt they were short, they were still extremely tricky. And she said that there were some gimmies. And there were some take-me's on that one as well.
Well, Troy, like we talked about before, he always sets pretty good course. That was an ASA qualifier.
It was an ASA qualifier, and there ain't but just a couple left.
Nope, that's about it. I think Scott's having one this weekend, and Grandma's having one the next weekend.
The 15th. Yep. And Grandma, she told me, is a two-day qualifier.
Yep.
So if you don't get to shoot on Saturday, you can shoot on Sunday, and that's when I plan on, you know, going and shooting is on Sunday.
Yep, and then that'll be after the S3DA, so everybody can have
yep
some
that'll be after the S3DA. Yep. So after you shoot the S3DA on Saturday, plan to go to Grandma's
on Sunday
and shoot that ASA qualifier.
Sounds good to me. Well, we covered a week as far as I know. If we missed something, hey, you need to tag us. If there's something going on, let's just take a break in the middle. If there's something going on that you know about, make sure you tag Georgia Archery. If you don't know how to tag us, if you want to send us an email, GeorgiaArchery@gmail.com.
Facebook message.
Facebook message.
At Georgia Archery.
Georgia Archery. Twitter. Instagram. Twitter. Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. Twitter. You can tweedle us.
You can tweedle.
You can tweedle us. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. You can find us on YouTube. It's on YouTube. You can send a message on YouTube.
plenty of ways to get to us.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. Oh, and guess what?
You can find us
on all the social media platforms at Georgia Archery. Yeah.
And if you're trying to find where to find a podcast, I'm not an iPod user. I'm not an Apple guy. But I was informed.
Now on iTunes.
How cool
is that?
We're on Google Play, iTunes,
Spotify,
Stitcher,
Podbean. Dude, we're like going big time now, man. You'll
find us everywhere.
Next thing you know, we'll have a wrapped Nissan car. I don't even know what kind of car I got. Probably not. I don't know that we're going that big time.
No. We might need a truck.
Sounds good to me. You buying?
No.
Come on, man.
I'm broke.
I heard it. Dude, you see my mic stand? That is the definition of broke, son.
Have you seen the speeding ticket I got?
Not too good.
Anyway, so what's coming up this weekend?
The GAA State Joad Tournament, right?
Yes, sir.
Right over at the soccer fields in Conyers?
That's where it's at.
Dude, I heard that was like a Georgia version of the Gator Cup.
Pretty much.
Maybe on a smaller scale?
For the kids. Yep.
Joad only. All right.
If you're an adult and you show up with your bow, you get to watch.
That's no fun.
But it is the first time that they're actually doing the Joad as a two-day event that they haven't done in a while. So they'll have your regular qualifications, and then you'll have OR rounds, and all the kids get to OR.
So we're kind of going into the weekend preview.
Yeah, a little bit of weekend preview, but anyway.
We may touch it again later this week.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a weekend preview later this week.
How about that? All right.
So what else is new, man?
Dude, just getting geared up for hunting season. I know here at Ace we're starting to get a lot of our programmed orders that we wrote at the ATA, seeing a lot more bows come in for strings and cables, guys trying to get ahead of the curve, not waiting until the last minute, and we thank you for that. Get them in now. We've got time to, not that we don't have time.
Let the doctor give you a checkup right now when there's not 300,000 people in line.
In line, yep.
Wherever you go, your favorite bow shop,
nationwide,
anywhere you're at, it's time to break out the bow, make sure the strings are still good, make sure your broadheads hadn't cut something. There's people who take their bow, shoot bow season only, they pull the bang stick out as soon as bang stick comes, and then the bow stays in the closet or under the bed or wherever until the week before.
So now's the time to drag it out from under the bed, tell the wife, hey, I've got to get my bow out. I've got to get it to my local bow shop and get a checkup from the doctors. Because what do we got? June, July, August, we're 3 months.
Yep.
I know I've been seeing a lot of guys posting about getting some summer food plots in the dirt, getting their mineral sites up and running. Some guys are running trail cameras. I know we've sold
some knots on some heads.
Yep. I know we've sold several of the new Cuddyback trail camera that just sends a picture directly to your cell phone, which is the coolest thing since sliced bread. Because if I only knew, which I don't even really want to think about, how much money I could have saved by driving an hour to my property to check trail cameras and driving home. I mean, you figure $20 in gas to and from, you do that for 3 months, you've bought and paid for a camera almost, and then you're not scenting up the woods.
Oh, yeah, and you don't even have to go close to your stand if you're not putting out food.
And like the new Cuddybacks, man, dude, you can have like 16 cameras talking to one. So you could be getting pictures from like 16 cameras with one cell phone plan.
That's sweet.
Dude, some of the technology that we have nowadays, now I can understand why some of us are getting lazy.
All right, we're lazy bow hunters. I'm not going to lie. You know, rangefinders, fast bows. Yeah, the bow shoot. You don't have to work as hard to make the bow shoot like we used to. So yeah,
but you know it's fun though. It really is. I mean, like Mr. Bob. I mean, he sent me pictures, the latest pictures that he's gotten on his yesterday, and the deer are 8 deer. I think he said that they've been watching 8 different deer. They're all starting to really show some signs of some good potential. Yeah. So, I mean, and that part of it's fun. I have failed on getting mine out. That's something that, you know, Nathan and I need to get on the ball over the next couple of weeks. And
I'm trying to save money for some cuddyback.
Cuddyback, yeah.
I mean, honestly,
yeah,
that's a deal and a steal in itself when you put one cell plan and you can run out the others.
16 cameras.
I don't need 16. I don't have my property's not that big, but
a couple.
There's the funny part, the cool part about it is that there's places on my place that my cell phone service doesn't work that great. But there's some that work just top of the hill, it works great. Bottom of the hill, it doesn't.
So you could take the camera that doesn't have the cell phone plan and link to the one that's got cell phone service. Now you're getting pictures from both.
That's right.
Dude,
that's
legit.
That's what I'm trying to do.
That's legit.
So it sounds good to me, and I'm trying to save my nickels for that. But a little big man with the round hat and the blue lights probably hurt that.
Not too good.
Yep. But anyway, I digress on that.
Yeah. But, I'd have to try to forget about that one.
But, I mean, it's about that time.
Yeah,
break your bow out. Get your stuff in. Because being in the archery business, I know for a fact that if you bring your bow in 2 weeks before bow season, you're not hunting the first week.
And it's not something that we like.
No,
I mean,
no, it's not something. It's just it has to do with that you're not the only 27,000 person that brought their bow in yesterday to get strings on it.
And I know, like I said before, there were several times that we almost slept here.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Hours. Midnights, two, whatever.
And for me, if I'm changing strings and cables and timing and tuning till midnight, and then I got an hour drive, and then I'm home by 1, I'm up by 6, and driving back, I mean, and that's kind of the nature of the beast. That's the world we live in and the industry that we work in. But for you guys out there listening, now is the time to go see the doctor.
Yep.
Don't wait until you've got a headache. You go see them beforehand and figure out what's causing it.
Yep. Go see your favorite bow shop. There's tons. We talked to David, you know, Alligood, and, you know, he sells bows, PSEs all over the place. And like he said, he couldn't give me the exact number. But there's tons of great bow shops in the state. Yeah, I'm not telling you have to come see Ace just because that's where we're at. There's other places.
Find you a local reputable shop.
Find you a reputable shop. Get them to check it. You know, order you some strings if you need it. It's like tires, man. You don't ride the tire till it's wire on it, or at least you're not supposed to.
You shouldn't.
And then, you know, you don't want to be drawback on that 30, what'd you say?
33 point,
that's
it. You remember the Reinhardt 33-point buck? Yeah. I remember when Christian Bowhunters used to set that thing out, dude.
So you don't want to draw back on that 33-point buck and go kaplowy because you didn't check it. You know, preventative maintenance is a big deal. I mean, and it's not as big as it used to be because every bow used to go out of time every 15 minutes because string materials and, you know, quality of stuff.
Dude,
is
if
a
you
lot
put
better.
A set of gas bow strings on it, you're ready.
Oh,
you're ready to rock.
Right, you're right. But what I'm, you know, you need to check. And then today's bows, a guy brings up a, you know, an antique, you know, nostalgic bow. They can be worked on. They can shoot. Man, I killed more deer with a antique than you can shake a stick at.
You, Steve, and I were talking about it the other day. I mean, like one of my first bows that I ever hunted with was a Nova, yep. BSE Nova.
That's right.
And that bow would kill deer just as dead as my Prime CT5 will today.
Oh, most definitely.
It ain't as fast. It's not as quiet, and it's not as dead in the hands, but it still works.
Yep. I wasn't as picky back then either when I was shooting.
No. And if it was within bow range. got an error.
Yeah,
if it was legal, I was putting an error through it. Legal. Nowadays, I've gotten more picky, I guess you could say. Yeah. I'm still not as picky as a lot of guys, just simply because I love to hunt and I love to shoot deer with my bow. Mm-hmm. I mean, any deer with a bow is an accomplishment. I did, over the last couple of years, I have watched and let walk a lot more smaller deer than I ever thought I would.
Well, that's what I was going to say is there's a lot of guys who come in here to my, what's your biggest buck? I'm like, well, my biggest buck was actually a 10-point that looks like an 8-point. He's got a 12.5-inch rack, you know, spread. Now, he scored real well because he was real heavy. I said, but I am a fat boy that likes to eat.
Yeah, I concur.
And that,
not that you're a fat boy, but
that
I like to eat too.
That doe walks out there and stands around for a little too long, she's going to have to take a ride in the truck.
She's liable to get a ride in the back of the truck.
She is. She's definitely going to have to take an air.
Well, for me, it's a ride in the back of the Tahoe. Definitely liable to get a ride.
For me, it's the back of the Rogue. So, I mean, yeah. And that's a, you know.
Well, we actually put one in the back of the wife's Nissan this past year, and I thought she was going to come unglued. but it worked.
It worked.
I mean, when you're driving an hour, 15 minutes, and you got an option of taking a vehicle that gets, what, 14 miles of the gallon, or one that gets 37. I'm taking the 37-mile.
That's right.
You know, the more efficient gas vehicle. But, yeah, now's the time. Get your bows in to your local shop. Get them checked out. If you're in the market for a bow, there's the 2019 product is some of the best product that I've ever seen in the archery industry, bow-wise. There's a lot of bows out there that are dead, quiet, fast, everything that you want in a hunting bow. Go by your local shop. Get them to let you shoot all the bows. Don't let the guy behind the counter just talk you into any particular bow. Go shoot them all. Anyone that they've got, you know, brand wise, you shoot them all and compare them, and one of them is going to stick out. You're going to put a bow in your hand and draw it back and shoot it, and you're going to go, whoa,
that's the one,
that's it, that's the bow for you. And all the brands, all the manufacturers make a phenomenal product. It's just some of us like different. Well, we all have a different opinion.
Of course opinions are like noses,
right? We've all got one.
Some of them smell,
right? So go by your local shop, find the bow that fits you, and take it home. And then if you come to Ace, you can tell Mama that you bought, you know, some deck material or some, a lot of paint or something. You know, credit card receipt just shows Ace. It don't show what you bought. I'm gonna drop in a plug real quick for a good friend of mine with a new product, No Scent. Mike Austin, you and I spoke with him the other day.
Mike's a good guy.
Yeah, for you guys that are doing your early season scouting, don't go in the woods smelling like, you know, the QT that you just stopped at.
Gasoline. Cheeseburger.
Crystal Burgers. Spray down with some No Scent. Go in there scent free, and don't booger up that opportunity of killing a deer of a lifetime, if that's what you're after, or the nanner head that you're after either.
Yep. She eats good.
She eats well.
Yep.
I've ate a whole bunch of spikes and 3 points that ate well too. So anyhow, you know, No Scent, you can find them on Facebook at No Scent. I'm sure Mr. Mike's got a website. If I had to guess, it'd be something like noscent.com or something like that.
You can tell when you're on the spot and you didn't put that research in.
I mean, that just kind of come about, but yeah. You know, check him out.
He's a great guy. It's actually a Georgia-based company.
Yep. So very Christian man.
Christian fella.
He was telling us the other day he's a former pastor.
Yep.
How do you go from pastoring a church to making No Scent?
Yeah.
But he's done a lot of research. He's very knowledgeable in his product. It works. That's what I use.
Well, if you find him,
that's what I took to Texas. And to kind of tell you one of the reasons why I have belief in it, the morning that I shot my Axis deer, dude, I had 18 whitetails within 20 yards. Now, I know it's Texas. They are running everywhere. But if you believe for one second that them deer aren't skittish and just as wild as the deer here in Georgia, I got news for you. They are, or at least where I was at the Morrow Brother or the Tomorrow Ranch. But No Scent, man. That's what I was using. 18 whitetails in front of me with less than 20 yards. When the Axis deer and the black buck come out, they never knew that I had walked across the road that I came in on, because, of course, I sprayed my boots down with No Scent. And it worked. I mean, I killed my Axis deer within the first 30 minutes of the hunt, and it was probably, or no, it's not probably, it is by far the best deer meat I have ever eaten. And I think I've got you a backstrap still saved somewhere.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Lie. Don't lie. You said you was going to hook me up, and I watched you post a picture of some nice backstrap that next week.
But I had two, you know, but it's actually turned into four because we cut them in half. I believe we actually do still have you a piece of it saved back, because I know you like to grill and chill,
And I do like the grill and cheese.
Dude, that meat is something else. If I had a hunt that I could, you know, do again, it's an Axis deer, because that stuff is like T-bone steak.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I like to eat. Everybody, if everybody's friends with me on Facebook, they've seen my grilling pictures. I mean, everybody knows that I like to grill. That's my escape from the world, man. I'm the grill master king when in my yard.
All right. So No Scent's webpage. You can find No Scent at noscent.us.
All right.
Noscent.us.
And what about Facebook?
And they're on Facebook. It just No Scent. Just type in No Scent and it'll pull them up.
Spell it out.
N O.
Mm-hmm.
S-C-E-N-T, No Scent. Be scent free with No Scent.
All right, so here's what we want you to do. No Scent's got the green deer. Everybody listening, go out there and like his Facebook page right now.
Hit the like
button.
Blow
it up. We're just trying to help the man out. He's a good guy. He came in here the other day. We talked to him for a little while.
I worked on his obsession. Got it ready for him to kill some Georgia deer. I'd worked on it before he went to Africa. He went and had a great trip in Africa. I think he killed five or seven animals. Come back. We changed to a little different arrow set up for hunting here local, and got him all tuned up and ready to slay some whitetails.
He's got some laundry pods. It's actually the only scent company just doing laundry pods in the business right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I didn't know that at the time.
I didn't either.
But laundry pods.
Don't eat them.
Don't eat the pod.
Don't eat them.
He's got hair and body wash, and he's got the field spray.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
I made sure that wifey washed down all my Badlands gear before I went to Texas with the No Scent pods. And she said it was just easy. Just drop the pod in and hit the go button.
Yep. So there you go. So he's got a video about it. Go check him out on Facebook. Like I said, liking No Scent.
Mike Austin, great dude. Austin,
great guy. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to blow up his page right quick. So everybody and your brother, when they hear this, if you'll go out and like it and then tag on it, say, George Archery sent me or something. I mean, he was just a nice guy. I mean, he ain't done nothing for us, that kind of thing. We talked to him. He's trying to build a business just like everybody else. And
that's
just
right.
It's a Georgia company. So.
And we like Georgia-based companies.
That's right.
Georgia Archery.
Georgia Archery. That's what the base is, right?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, we'll talk about, pros and everybody else and probably some of the best, people all around the nation, not just Georgia people, when we're out and about and talk to them, But we're just trying to find some Georgia-based companies that are in our industry. And there's another one that we'll be talking about probably next time. I know you shoot all of their products.
Yeah.
And they're based out of, what is it, Ball Ground?
I think so.
Ball Ground. So,
Up north somewhere, right up in
up
that
up
area.
North,
up
yeah.
around the Canton area.
Yeah, something like that. So I think it's Ball Ground. I think that's where it's at. But we're probably going to get him
to come on.
On the show.
How about that?
Talk to us. So.
I know that he's going to try to be here for the Customer Appreciation Day here at Ace.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It'll be cool to have him here and tell us about his product. And we're going to kind of keep that under wraps until, next week?
Yeah, we don't need to blow up everybody's page at the same time. Right now we're blowing up No Scent's page.
No Scent.
No Scent.
Be scent free with No Scent.
So share and like it. I mean, tell everybody you know. That's all. I mean, it's a, and try it. I mean, I'm not going to tell you. I have washed my clothes in it, and I sprayed my stuff down with it before.
I've even got some sample packs. You come by Ace, and you find me, and ask me about the No Scent sample. I'll hook you up.
Sample pack.
I think I've got 8.
Stack. Don't talk about how many. We're going to have to.
Maybe.
We may have to do another giveaway.
Yeah.
No, we can't do it. We already got one.
Yeah, we got one. If you hear this, and you want to try the No Scent product, you come by here at Ace. I've got a little sample pack. You can use it to prepare your clothes for your next scouting trip. And it's while supplies last. I mean, I don't have many left. I've given out several.
Yeah.
So I don't have many left. But you come by Ace, see me, tell me about that you heard this on the Georgia Archery Podcast number 4, and I'll hook you up.
Until he's not can't hook up no
until
more.
Until I ain't got no more hookup.
All right. Well, look, man, we're rolling this thing on out.
Dude, it's like an hour.
Almost. So tell me what you got. Anything else?
No, man. Just, you know, make sure you share these podcasts, share the page, hit the like button, hit the share button. If you've got anything that you'd like to hear us talk about, hit us up at GeorgiaArchery.com or on Facebook at Georgia Archery.
Instagram
Twitter. Jinx, joke, you owe me a Coke or something. Jinx, Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah, hit us up. We'll see what we can't do about getting it on the air. And again, I don't know if you guys can realize this or not, but we're not pros. We're doing this because we enjoy it. You find that picture on Instagram and of this makeshift wannabe mic stand. After you get done liking, hit the share button, hit the like button, and let's see, we got John.
Well, I made this mic stand too now.
Yeah, but see, yours looks a lot more professional than mine does.
I made it look better anyway.
Yeah, yours looks more like it's supposed to look, whether it's exactly how it's designed or whatnot, but yours is a whole lot more professional looking.
Yep.
All right, find your local bow shop, get your bows checked in, get some service work done, get them all tuned up, ready for the upcoming season here in just a few short months.
Yep. Be sure to like, share, and tell everybody about this new podcast. And if there's some information you want on it, you know how to find us. Georgia Archery everywhere.
Georgia Archery. You can Google search Georgia Archery.
Yep. Our website is www.georgiaarchery.com. And our email address is georgiaarchery@gmail.com. So until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see ya.